So please welcome Henry Schaufuss.
This is a picture of a bear chasing a group of golfers. I'm going to pass this around so y'all can take a look at it. Okay, he's mad. I don't know why he's mad, but he's very mad. And the golfers are aware of this, and they're beating feet, getting out of there. What are they going to do? Hit them with their putters? Uh-huh. So they're on their way. So what we have here, it's either a bear out of water or golfers out of water. I'm not sure which. Maybe all of them. Okay, that's that. That's that little story. Now we're going to move on to page two. Okay, this took place about 10 or 15 years ago when I was still working. I was on my way back to our base in Reno, and I was traveling on Highway 395 through Reno. I was on the south side of town. Now, Reno at one time was known as the biggest little city in the world. Mm-hmm. Not anymore, it's just another big city now. It's like an asphalt jungle. And Highway 395, as you go through Reno from north and south, is a good example. It's six lanes, three lanes on each side with a concrete barrier down the middle, another barrier on the right, and another barrier on the other side. So wherever you look, it's concrete. So I'm cruising along at around 60 miles an hour or so, and I happen to glance over to my left. And what do I see but a duck and four little ducklings trotting along behind her. They're all up against the barrier, the center divider down the highway. Now, how they got there, I don't know. And whether they ever got out and made it back home, I don't know that either, because I only saw them for just a few seconds very briefly as I was passing by. So what we have here is ducks out of water. In the truest sense of the word, I think. So, all right, now we go on to page three. All right, this happened just last Saturday. I was at home with my brother. He's a baseball fan. And he was checking the baseball games on his iPhone in the living room. I was out in the kitchen. Yeah, then he calls to me, "Hey, Hank, come on over here. There's something I want to show you." So I go over to him and I take a look at the picture that's on his phone. And it's a picture of a large snake curled up in the outfield grass in one of the baseball stadiums down in Texas. And somehow he had slithered onto the field, and he had just come to a stop, and he was like either taking a break or taking a nap. I don't know which. He was curled up and looked happy. But he was in the way. And so what we had here was a snake in the outfield grass. They had to get rid of him. Huh? So two of the ground crew comes out with rakes. Now, I don't know what they hope to accomplish with their rakes, sweep him off the field. They tried that, but it didn't work. Now, instead of just being curled up and nice and happy and all, he's coiled up and with his head up and ready to strike. Now, this was a large snake, at least 6 feet long, and on the heavy side, and with black and white markings. So I don't know what kind of snake it was, but it was big, and it wasn't very happy anymore. So two more groundskeepers come out, and with 5-gallon pails this time, and one of them manages to corral the snake with the pail. Puts it down up on top of him, and he also brought the lid for the pail along with him, very carefully slid it under the open end of the pail and turned it over and secured the lid. And now they had a snake in a pail. Mm-hmm. So off they go with the snake to parts unknown. Mm-hmm. So what we have here is a snake out of water. Okay. To sum all this up, first we have a bear out of water, then ducks out of water, and finally a snake out of water. That only leaves a fish out of water. Well, we're coming to that. Okay. When I was in my early 30s, I started taking flying lessons. That was a mistake. As a low-time pilot, I was an accident looking for a place to happen. I was an accident looking for a place to happen. And in other words, I was a fish out of water. I wasn't a very good pilot, a fish out of water. And that's my story.